学习传道书的第二章。
Let's continue studying Ecclesiastes chapter 2。
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2。
本来这个安排表是十二节，其实只有十节哈，十节课。
In the schedule originally there were 12 sessions allocated to Ecclesiastes, but in actuality we'll have 10.
应该一节要上一章多一点。
So the math says that we should study at least a chapter and a little more each session.
那不过这个里面的道理哈，如果有时候有一节。有些啊，一节就可以讲一个小时。
But sometimes just a verse can take an hour to explain fully.
不过我们还是进度赶一赶哈。
Nonetheless, we'll try to keep up and be on schedule.
另外我想提醒我们一个观念，就是虽然我们一开始讲这个传道书的道理是人生的虚空。
I'd like to bring up the idea that although what we talk about is the vanity of life.
以前有人听了道理以后说啊，人生既然是虚空的，那读书也没有用呢。
So some people might think if life is vanity, then why study, for example?
有些小孩子道理没有听清楚回去不读书。
Some children who misunderstood the truth of Ecclesiastes go home and just slack off without studying.
不做工作了。
Some people decide not to work anymore.
像有些教会说耶稣快来了。
Like some churches say Jesus is coming.
就把事业结束掉，财产变卖掉。
So they quit their job, sell everything they have.
跑到那个山上在那边等。
And go to the mountains awaiting the arrival of the Lord.
韩国的一些牧师曾经这样做。
And some Korean pastors actually did this.
他说很多信徒就跑到山上在那边等。
And many of their members went to the mountains to wait for the coming of the Lord.
他们所讲的时间耶稣没有来。
And Jesus actually didn't come when the time that they expected.
他们的财产都被那个牧师拿去了。
And what happens is that all their wealth, their money was taken by the pastor, and he was actually put into prison because of that.
圣经里面没有教我们不要工作，不要读书，没有这样的道理。
The Bible never tells us not to study, not to work.
我们基督徒的观念是很积极的。
Our Christian attitude is very positive and active.
要做我们该做的事。
We need to fulfill our responsibilities.
一直做到主耶稣来。
And do it until the Lord comes.
这是圣经里面的观念。
This is the notion that the Bible gives us.
所以趁着白昼你可以做工的，你要尽本分做你该做的事情。
And so grasp a hold of the opportunity during the day to do your work.
所以不能够厌世，也不能够说不工作。
And therefore, we cannot just remain idle without working.
所以对圣经的道理不要误解。
Therefore, let us not misunderstand what the Bible is trying to tell us.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一章的后面所罗门王他是追求智慧。
In the end of chapter 1, we see the Solomon pursues wisdom.
这也是一般人大家一般世人都在追求的几样东西。
These are the things that people in the world try to acquire for themselves.
追求智慧，追求财富，追求地位，追求享乐。
And they pursue enjoyment, the money of this life, a name for themselves, riches and wisdom.
但是所罗门这些东西他都追求过了。
But Solomon actually did all of this.
所以在第一章他就先讲结论。入光之下是虚空的。
Therefore, he moves the conclusion up to chapter 1, saying that life is vanity.
虽然他得到大智慧但是最后的结果增加智慧，增加忧伤。
Although he was gifted with great wisdom, his conclusion is much wisdom is much grief.
第二章就开始谈到他追求享乐。
In chapter 2, we see how he seeks enjoyment.
当然他这个享乐怎么追求的过程就在这里。
And the method by which he procured this pleasure is recorded here.
我们看二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你，你好享福，谁知这也是虚空。第二节。
Two.
我只是喜笑说这是狂妄，论喜乐说有何功效呢？第三节。
Three.
我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心 却能以智慧引导我，我哎，我又如何持住愚昧？等我看明世人在天下一生啊，当行何事为美？所以他在追求是说，人生啊，要怎么做才是最好的、最美的事情
？What Solomon was looking for is what to do in life so that it can become something lasting and beautiful.
所以他开始啊，追求享乐。
So in the beginning, he sought pleasure.
那这个享乐当中啊，它有两个，一个是喜乐，一个是喜笑。
There are two sort of pleasures. One is laughter, and the other one is madness.
那这个喜乐就是说比较有节制，比较理性一点呢、啊。
The joy, the first most is the one that is more logical and controlled.
啊，一些欢乐的节目活动。
And for example, entertainment or things that bring us happiness.
啊，算是比较啊正常的一些。娱乐活动啊
what we normally colloquially refer to as entertainment.
还有这种喜乐啊，啊来试试看是不是能够让我得到快乐。
He tested whether this sort of entertainment could fulfill his heart and give
him happiness. 另外一个叫做喜笑。
The other one is pleasure.
那这个喜笑就是比较不是很理智的。
Or rather laughter, which is beyond what is considered logical.
啊，狂欢作乐，放纵。
To
一种追求那个感官上的一种满足了。
To go mad with having fun and stimulating the senses.
那所以他说，有时候用一些喜乐的事情啊，欢乐的节目啊来。看看能不能让自己的心灵得到满足。
So first he tests himself with mirth, with a more so milder form of entertainment to try to fulfill his heart.
啊，有时候是狂欢作乐。
But sometimes he enjoyed pleasure without any control.
啊，那他说他还是第三节说啊，有时候用酒啊让自己畅快，就是饮酒作乐的意思了。
Verse 3, he says that he gratifies his flesh with wine.
啊，但是还是希望说能够有一点智慧啊，啊，不要太过分。
But he still wanted to preserve some of his wisdom and not go overboard.
啊，他明明知道这种放纵作乐啊，这一种是不对的。
He actually knew from the beginning that this is not right.
啊，但是他还是说坚持啊，除诸愚昧。
But he's,
就是坚持啊，还是做做看，试试看。
When he says he laid hold of folly, it means that he pressured himself to go forward and try it.
啊，目的就是要找找看呐、啊，是不是能够真正让人生啊得到喜乐、满足的一些方法。
The purpose being that this might be the way to find a fulfillment and enjoyment in this life.
啊，就是所罗门的追求哈、哦。
This is what Solomon was looking after.
啊，这个有时候狂欢，有时候纵逸的一种快乐。
This is the madness that one that can be found through enjoyment.
还有想要说控制自己啊，不要太过分。
But at the same time, he wanted to restrain himself and not go overboard.
事实上啊，我们人呐，有时候好像野马一样，你要控制啊，有时候是很难。
Many times, people are like wild horses; they cannot be restrained.
啊，我们没有办法说啊，我。啊，喝酒就喝一段啊，放纵就放纵到什么样的地步就好了。
This individually speaking, we cannot control, for example, how much we drink or how much we indulge ourselves in pleasure.
事实上，有时候放纵欢乐啊，有时候没有办法节制。
Sometimes when we enjoy pleasure, we cannot find a way to exercise self-control.
啊，有时候借酒想要浇愁啊。会造成更大的愁苦。
Some people wanting to quench their afflictions with alcohol cause more harm to themselves.
啊，我在神学院的时候啊，有一个同学。
In TTP, I had a colleague.
啊，叫张永生哈、哦，啊，他是一个山地的弟兄。
His name is Zhang Yongsheng, and he comes from the region of mountains in Taiwan.
啊，他爸爸是一个执事。
His father was a deacon.
啊，他们家是从他的祖父开始来信主。
And his family came to believe in Christ through his grandfather.
啊，有一次啊，我们教会的传道人到他们村庄去布道。
And there was a time when our preachers went to their town in the mountains to preach.
还有他的祖父是那个部落的，好像酋长一样所领呢。
At that time, grandfather of this pastor was the leader of their tribe.
他坐在那个 聚会的地方坐在后面听到了。
He was sitting at the back of the room in which they were listening to the gospel.
听完以后在那边大哭。
And after the service, he began crying loudly.
因为听到了以后受感动。
Because he was moved by the word.
他觉得说啊，他以前啊做了很多不好的事。
He saw the many bad things he had done in life.
放纵犯罪啊。
To let loose of his desires and of sin.
后来传道人跟他讲说啊，那是过去你不认识耶稣的时候做的。
The preacher comforted him, saying that you did when you didn't know Jesus.
那你现在听到道理了，你就悔改。
But now that you know the truth, please repent.
信主受洗，你过去的过犯就主耶稣把你赦免掉了。
If you believe and are baptized, then your sins shall be forgiven by Jesus.
后来他就信主了。
And so he came to believe.
他信主了，又把以前那个喝酒的那个习惯就戒掉了。
And he managed to get rid of the habit of drinking.
我们知道以前台湾的山地人喝酒以后常常闹事。
It is quite well known that when the people in the mountainous areas of Taiwan drink, they cannot control themselves.
他说我们教会刚刚传到山地的时候
So when our church was preached to these areas,
他们就问说可以不可以喝酒？
The members there asked, can we drink?
传道跟他讲，点点嘛，一点点呐。
The preacher said, just a little.
他们说我们不晓得什么叫一点点呢。
They said, I don't know what that means.
到时一瓶还是一桶啊？
Is this a whole jar?
后来教会就开会说不可以。
But then the church decided to keep the matter simple and said, you cannot drink.
你跟他讲说不可以喝酒，他听得懂。
If you say you cannot drink, they understand.
你跟他讲一点点，他不知道。
If you say a little, they don't know what that means.
后来他们就禁酒了，就不闹事了。
So then they abstained from alcohol and everything was peaceful.
有的村庄整个都我们信徒那个派出所警察没有诉讼派出所就撤销了。
Some of the villages became 100% membership of TJC, and because of that, their police station ran out of business and it was closed down.
我说这个张传道的祖父
The grandfather of this
信主以后也是信主以后也戒酒。
Of this preacher, Tang also kicked his habit of
drinking. 有一段时间相当好。
And one period of time, the situation was good.
后来有一次到他女儿家。
Then when he went to his daughter's house.
女儿就是刚好生小孩嘛。
And the daughter just had a child.
吃那个麻油鸡酒。
And they had a sort of a drunken chicken.
又去闻到那个酒味。
And he smelled the aroma of alcohol.
又开始喝酒了。
So he began to drink again.
越喝越大。
And he drank more and more.
他的儿子就是这个张传道的爸爸，是一个教会主事。
And his son, a deacon of our church.
一直想说，爸爸现在怎么又开始喝酒了
？He wondered why his father started drinking again.
因为我们知道酒后有时候就会失掉理智。
Sometimes we know that much alcohol makes us lose control.
他就感到很困扰一直劝他，你不要喝酒了。
So the son, the deacon, felt very troubled. He didn't know how to convince his father not to drink, but the father would not listen.
后来他就为他祷告，奉主耶稣圣名为他赶鬼
So then, after having prayed, the deacon cast out Satan in the name of Jesus Christ.
他真的把那个酒鬼赶走他才醒过来。
And this drunken demon was cast out, and the father awoke from the possession.
放纵不是说我可以控制自己，事实上人的那个意志力能够节制很难。
So sometimes when we want to indulge ourselves just a little, it is not as simple as that because our determination is not that strong.
所以所罗门说我虽然放纵一点但是我还是。用智慧来控制自己。
And Solomon said, although I indulge myself, I still retain wisdom.
事实上我们看到最后所罗门失败了。
But in reality, in the end, we know that he failed.
所以我们不要想说那个放纵的事情，还要想要去试试看。
So let us not want to try the things that seem to be very exciting.
我们看二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他说我为自己动大工程建造房屋栽种葡萄园第五节
Five.
修造园六在其中栽种各样的果木树第六节
Six.
挖造水族用以浇灌嫩小的树木、这里讲到所罗门他就开始建造房屋其实是建造宫殿还有很多的那个 大的建筑啊，不是普通的房子啊。
He says that he built houses for himself, but that's not it. He also built many gardens and great structures for himself.
那一开始建圣殿花了七年呢。
He used 7 years to build the temple.
后来盖王宫啊，盖十三年。
But he used 13 years to build his own palace.
那除了王宫以外啊，他还盖黎巴嫩的林宫。
Also, apart from the palace,
避暑的地方,
he built like a sort of summer house in Lebanon.
还有审判的廊殿,
and also the house of judgment.
还有啊，为他的王后啊，法老女儿啊，盖了一个宫殿。
And for the queen, the daughter of the Pharaoh, he also built a separate palace.
所以他建造了很多很多的建筑啊。
So he built many, many structures.
啊，不是普通的房屋啊，是重大工程。
Not just a small house, but a great architectural work.
啊，这个房子旁边啊，都有很大的庭园啊，啊，种很多的啊果树。
Next to the houses were many vineyards and gardens.
还有挖造水池啊，来浇灌这些啊啊花卉啦，或者是这些果树。
And for the gardens and the trees and the flowers, water pools were constructed nearby.
啊，虽然他希望说用这个宫殿呐、啊，啊这个果园呐、啊，啊花草啦，这个庭园呐、啊，来使自己得满足。
He wanted to see if he could be satisfied with seeing the beauty of these gardens, the flowers and the trees and the fruit.
那有的人呢、啊，在描写说，其实啊，他这个也没有办法让自己心里得满足。
Some people say that in the end, this was no good either.
说这个富丽堂皇的宫殿呐、啊，没有办法成为生命的保障。
Because the luxury of a palace cannot become guarantee of life.
他说香甜多汁的果实啊，没有办法疏解生命的干渴。
And the trees and the fresh fruit cannot quench the thirst of life.
他说鲜艳的花朵啊，没有办法增添生命的色彩。
The beauty of the flowers cannot add color to the life.
他所以因为这个晚年啊，所罗门离开神。
In his old age, Solomon forsook
God. 所以他一切的劳碌最后都是没有意义了。
So all his efforts became meaningless and vanity.
所以人如果没有神哦，不管你多大的富足享乐，最后的结果就是零了。
And therefore, without God, no matter what you accomplish and how much you enjoy yourself, in the end, you are nothing.
接下来他说买了很多的仆婢，也有生在家中的仆婢。
Then he says, I acquired male and female servants.
还有很多的牛群、羊群呢，胜过以前的。
And he also had a greater possession of herds and flock more than anyone else.
积蓄了很多的金银财宝。
He also accumulated silver and gold.
啊，很多的歌唱的男女。
Male and female singers.
啊，也娶了很多的妃嫔。
And also many concubines.
所以，因为他的当时的国势安定啊，所以他权势很大。所以一直的尽情享乐。
At that time, the kingdom was at peace, and he had much power, so he decided to enjoy himself as much as possible.
所以所罗门的王国其实是他的父亲啊，大卫王打下来的。
And the peace attained during the reign of Solomon was actually achieved by his father David.
大卫啊，做王的时候到处征战，一直得胜。
When David was king, he battled all over the place and gained victories.
所以圣经里面说他的地狱啊，从这个他的国土啊，从埃及小河一直到伯拉大河，到幼发大底河。
Therefore, the kingdom of David is described to encompass from Egypt to the Euphrates.
这个是神应许给以色列人的土地。
This is the promised land that God gave the Israelites.
但实际上啊，只有大卫王国的时候才得到这一块地。
But throughout history, only in the kingdom of David, this land in its entirety belonged to David.
所罗门啊，做王的时候就是继承啊这么大的一块土地。
When Solomon rose to power, he just inherited all that legacy.
但是你看啊，所罗门晚年的时候啊
，But in his old age,
可能那个西南啊推罗王啊帮他啊建筑啊，给他很多东西，他没有钱付啊，就割土地，割了13个城给那个。 推罗王哎。
Maybe because Trojan king built things for him and he didn't have enough money to pay, he cut a piece of his territory as payment.
当然，后来的以色列国啊，他们势力也就慢慢越来越小了。
And gradually, the influence and possession of land of the Israelites decreased.
尤其所罗门的儿子罗伯安的时候，王国就分裂了。
And in, during the time of Solomon's son Roboam, the kingdom actually split.
所罗门的时候是国数最强盛啊。他权势最大的时候
，During the time of Solomon, it was when Israel was at its apex in terms of domination.
列国都来向他进贡啊，还带了很多的财宝来给他。
The neighboring nations brought treasures in order to pay tribute to him.
那这里讲到说，他有很多的仆婢啊，供他使饭。
We are told that there were many male and female servants.
啊，包括各样的那个原来的迦南人都来啊，很多人啊来帮他。使唤让他用
，including the Canaanites who dwelt in that land originally.
啊，他建筑工程的光督工就有500多人哦。
He had just 500 people to oversee all his buildings.
啊，建圣殿的时候，你看动用几十万人。
When he erected the temple, he used tens of thousands of people.
啊，他在那个宴客的时候啊，排场很大。
And during his banquets, there were many, many attendees.
四八女人说看的都花朵啊。神不守舍啊
！The Queen of Sheba trembled at such sight.
啊，就是所罗门呢，仆婢相当多。
So Solomon indeed had many, many servants.
尤其羊群也很多。
Also many herds and flocks.
他光那个献殿的时候啊，就用了22,000只的牛。
And during the dedication of the temple, 22,000 calves were used.
羊啊，12,000只。
And for sheep, the number is 120,000. It is that many animals which were sacrificed during the dedication of the temple.
每天要杀牛30只.
Each day he would slaughter 30 calves.
羊要吃100只.
And 100 sheep.
当然还有很多很多其他的动物，很多的食物。
And also you can guess that there are many other animals and other food.
因为他那个牛羊啊，真的相当多。
So he had indeed many herds and flocks.
再来说金银财宝。
Also we see verse 8, silver and gold.
每年的进项是666 talents.
The amount to be paid to his government was 660 talents.
一个他连德是34公斤。
One talent is 34 kilograms.
那大概一年的金子就有20,000多公斤呢。
So a year, his amount of gold increased by 20,000 kilograms.
我们在美国算了，说大概将近50,000磅。
And this would be approximately 5,000 pounds.
他又船呐、到南非的地方啊，运金子，运各样的稀奇的一些珍宝啊，野兽啊。
Excuse me, 50,000 pounds. And all over the world, he would send his ships to gather precious stones and precious gems.
除了这个唱歌的男女，他说有娶了1,000个妃嫔。
And apart from these male and female singers, he had 1,000 concubines.
雅歌第六章里面谈到说有60个王后，80个妃嫔呢。
In Song of Solomon, there are mentioned 60 queens and 80 concubines.
可能是他比较年轻的时候啊。
Maybe it is when he was younger.
但是到最后啊，他娶了700个妃啊，300个嫔呢、妃嫔呢、也就是说，除了法老女儿以外，又娶了1,000个女人呢。
And that might have been when he was young, but as time went by, in the end, he had for himself 1,000 concubines and mistresses.
所以他说他的昌盛是胜过以前的众人。
His wealth surpassed everyone before him.
享尽人生的荣华富贵。
And he experienced the glory and the luxury that this life can bring.
眼睛所看的没有一件留下来不给自己的。
He did not withhold his eyes of anything that he could think.
心里想要的没有一样得不到的。
Nor did he restrain the desire of his heart.
但后来看到他所一切的享乐啊，所虚空啊，捕风啊。
Then when he looked at his work as an enjoyment, the result is vanity and emptiness.
所以接下来他会说啊。那得到那么多财物啊，不过让你眼睛看一看而已啦。
So in the end, he concludes that all this world is for your eyes to see a moment.
他虽然娶了一千个太太，
although he had 1,000 concubines, 他后来很感叹说，
我这一千个男人，我可以找到一个正族人。
He says that he said I can find one righteous among 1,000 men.
但是一千个女人里面我找不到一个。
But among 1,000 women, I cannot find one that is righteous.
所以有的人说啊，如果能够满足的娶一个太太就很满意了。
But some people say if you seek satisfaction, one wife is enough.
你如果是啊那个不满足的话。
If you are unsatisfied,
娶一千个太太还是不能够满意啊。
If you are already unsatisfied, 1,000 wives cannot please you either.
那所以一时的快乐，但是呢，最后还是感到虚空。
Therefore, a moment of joy in the end brought about vanity.
所罗门的一生哦，有人这样形容说啊。
Some people Some people describe Solomon's life as entertaining guests constantly.
他每年忙着盖房子。
And just building infinitely.
他一生啊，当中啊，忙着娶太太。
And also marrying without end.
他就是所罗门的一生了。
This is more or less Solomon's life summarized.
但是最后的结果还是空空。
But in the end, it's all grasping of the wind.
所以我们看到说很有成就的一些什么企业家什么。伟人啊，但最后你如果没有神，还是空的。
So when we think about people who achieve much, such as entrepreneurs or businessmen, without God, in the end, it's nothing.
我们看二章十二节。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 12.
传道书二章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 12.
说、哦、我又转念啊，观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，在王以后而来的人还能够做什么呢？只不过行早先所行的。因为这个所罗门王的所追求的可以所能够达到的大概是空前绝后的啦。
What Solomon could achieve was things that were left over from the past.
胜过以前的所有众人。
And that is to say, he surpassed everyone before him.
那以后的人呢、啊，还能够啊胜过他吗？其实还是一样，做他。顶多做他所做的。
So what can the people follow him do? Just more of what he did.
他最后他发现说啊。当然，智慧人比愚昧人好。
He concludes, of course, that wisdom is better than folly.
好像光明当然比黑暗好。
Just like light is better than darkness.
但事实上啊，啊，智慧跟愚昧啊，最后的结果都是一样。
But the outcome of wisdom and folly is no different.
那、啊、这个智慧人呢、啊，看起来好像比愚昧人强。
The wise seem to excel those who are foolish.
因为智慧人好像眼光明亮。
Because the wise have light in their eyes.
愚昧人好像生活在黑暗里一样。
And the fools live in darkness.
智慧人因为通达事理。
Because people are able to understand and perceive.
能够有智慧来应对啊，处理各样的事情。
The wise know how to deal with different matters.
所以能够改善他的生活环境。
And therefore, they're able to change their environment.
看起来好像比较好。
It seems that they are better off.
因为愚昧人啊，缺少智慧。
Because the fools lack wisdom.
所以比较容易受人利用啊，被人欺骗。
And therefore, they are taken advantage of more easily.
受人摆布。
And they are taken advantage.
但事实上说，他说智慧人看起来好像比愚昧人好，但是最后有一件事情会领导众人。
He says that although the wise seem to be better than the fools, in the end, something happens to all of them.
那个智慧人、愚昧人啊，怎样死？智慧人还是一样，离不开死亡。
In which the fool dies, also the wise dies.
所以死亡一临到了，你所有的东西啊，都跟你没有关系。
Therefore, when death comes to you, everything that you know or possess has no relation to you anymore.
所以你比别人更有智慧啊，到最后的结果还是死掉了啊，什么都没有了啊，那你又强到哪里去呢？
Although you might be wiser and have more possessions than others.When you die, how are you different from those who died before you?
十八节以下谈到说，一切的劳碌啊，自己都不能带走。
In verse 18, we are told that we can bring nothing, for which we toil under the sun.
所以他说啊，我恨恶一切的劳碌。
Therefore, he said, I hated all my labor.
我在日光之下的劳碌啊。因为我得来的将来要留给以后的人
All this labor under the sun because I must leave it to another man.
啊，那个人到底是智慧愚昧啊，都不知道。
And whether this person is a fool or is wise, we don't know.
啊，没有劳碌，却要享受我劳碌的结果。
He will not labor, but rather enjoy the fruit of my labor.
啊，所以一直啊，靠着智慧灵巧啊，一直累积。
Therefore, with the accumulation of this intelligence and wisdom,
有时候劳累劳心啊，晚上都睡不着觉。
We are so worked that we cannot sleep at night.
啊，但是虽然这样，劳苦啊，累积出来的东西，有一天你走了。
But,
不能够带走，你就留给别人。
But even if you toil and gain much, when you die, you can bring nothing of this with you, and you leave it to another person.
所以他觉得说这样的劳碌又有什么意义呢
？So he thinks to himself, what is the point of it?
不过我觉得那个所罗门啊，好像比较小气一点哦。
But I think that Solomon may be more stingy.
我们一般人讲说前人种树，后人乘凉嘛，哈。
前人种树，后人乘凉。
好，前人种树，后人乘凉。
Someone plants and another enjoys the shade.
你种了树以后，不见得你种了以后你就自己可以享受。
That is
种了以后，长大了以后，以后的人就可以在那边乘凉。
That is to say, you sow the seed in order for a tree to grow, but someone else might enjoy the shade. That is not you.
不要说因为我们没有办法享受啊。就把它给砍掉了。
We cannot say that, because the tree is not for my enjoyment, I will
chop it down. 前人造桥啊，后人就可以顺利啊，行路嘛，哦。
Some people might edify a bridge to the convenience of others.
你不能够说我没有办法享受啊，我就把桥又把它拆掉了。
You cannot say I built this bridge, but I cannot use it, so no one else can use it, so I demolish it.
我们一般人就是累积一种努力累积财富目的就是给自己的祖孙嘛。
Most of the time, what we do is that we accumulate some wealth and leave it as an inheritance to our children.
当然，这个是一般人的观念
This is the notion that most people have.
所以大卫曾经讲过说：“神啊，你不要让我跟一般人一样。
”So David once prayed to God, saying, "Do not let me be like others."
因为他们有了财宝。
Because when they have treasures.
然后得到这个财宝留给他们的祖孙他们就感到心满意足。
They feel fulfilled when they accumulate treasures and leave it to their descendants.
我所盼望的不是这些东西，我盼望说将来醒过来都说能够面对面见到神，那我就心满意足了。
But what I seek is nothing of this. What I really want is to wake up after my death and see God face to face.
所以父母亲为祖孙留一些财物并不是不对的。
So it is not wrong that the parents leave a wealth to their children.
他所感叹的就是说我这么辛苦累积这么多东西。
What Solomon finds unfortunate is that he works so much and accumulates so much.
到底以后的人能不能继续的保有他。
He's worried whether people that follow him will be able to retain this wealth.
能不能去善用他。
Whether they would use it wisely.
真的。人家说富不够三代。
Some people say,
中国人讲
the Chinese say that riches cannot go further than three generations.
所罗门那么富足。
Solomon was so rich.
但是到他的儿子罗班的时候一下子就全部把他毁坏掉了。
But in a short instant, during the reign of his son Roboam, everything was gone.
我曾经到中国去旅游
I once went to China as a tourist.
他到那个好像苏州吧好像在苏州有一个庭园叫做拙政园。
And I went to a place in the Suzhou called the
拙政。
Called the this place was called 拙政。
因为那个苏州庭园很多嘛，哈。
And there are many gardens in 苏州。
那为什么叫拙政园呢
？Why is this garden particular called?
因为本来那个屋主本来是当官的。
Originally, when the earls were the officials there.
后来好像因为得罪了皇帝，就被贬官了。
And when he was an official, he offended the king and he was demoted.
所以他才说这个不。笨蛋才会去当官呢。
Therefore, the meaning of this garden's name is that only the foolish will become officials.
它叫拙政园。
And therefore, this is how the garden is named.
后来那个庭园真的弄得很漂亮。
The garden was arranged very beautifully.
听说他那个时候也很富足亭台楼阁山水都有在那个庭园里面。
It is said that this garden was arranged very well with ditches and irrigation and so on.
啊，但是那个屋主啊，他的儿子啊，后来就赌博赌输了啊，的那个田野啦，整个就归给别人了。
But it is said that the son of this 屋主啊in the end gambled the garden away.
啊，后来又归了好几个啊一个房主。
So it became the possession of some other royalty.
啊，后来那个地方啊，整理好又变成在接待一些大官的一个地方，很漂亮。
So later on, that garden became the welcoming site for officials visiting.
啊，现在是开放啊，做观光。
Today is a public place that one can go and visit.
啊，所以有时候啊，劳碌累心啊，一直累积啊。
So sometimes we toil and accumulate for ourselves.
事实上啊，人没有办法带走。
But nothing of this can be brought with us.
我们看24节
Verse 24、
啊、这个是最后啊所罗门啊讲到神啊
This is when Solomon remembered God
本来说啊吃喝没有用啊
He said that it's
一切的劳苦都枉然啊
All labor, eating and drinking is in vain
但他现在24节就改变了
But in verse 24 there's a change
啊人不强如吃喝且在劳碌中享福我看啊，这也是出于神的手。25节。
25。
论到吃用享福，谁能够胜过我呢？26节。
26。
神喜悦谁啊？啊，就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。唯有罪人，神属他劳苦，叫他所积、所积的、所堆积的，归给神所喜悦的人。啊，这也是虚空补空哈。这里讲到说啊。神因为所有一切的万物万事都是从神来的
So from here we see that all things come from God
那所以一个人如果能够在劳碌当中享受劳碌的成果啊就是神的祝福了
If a person can in his labor enjoy the fruit of the labor that is the blessing of God
那所以能够在劳碌中啊来吃喝享受你劳碌的成果啊、这是一种福气
So it is indeed a blessing to eat and drink of the fruit of our labor
啊神喜悦谁啊啊给他聪明智慧啊给他有这样的啊喜乐的人生
In him who God finds favor he will grant a very joyful and easy life
啊那是一个犯罪的人啊神说让他劳苦的结果啊啊归给别人来享用、啊、
But to the sinner God's will is that his work and gathering are given to others to enjoy
啊所以说最后啊因为他啊想到了神啊啊才有这样的结果、哦、
And this is because Solomon remembered about God and that why
没有了神啊真的劳碌吃喝啊一切最后都徒然
And he draws the conclusion that without God any eating and drinking and enjoyment is in vain
啊我们用很快的速度看第三章
Let's quickly go to chapter 3
这个第三章啊就是所罗门在探讨人生的问题当中啊他发现一切都有它的规律有它的定时还有它的定理
In chapter 3 we see that to everything there is an order an arrangement and a rhythm
啊，啊所以他从这当中啊慢慢的地体会到神的存在还有我们人跟神之间啊这个关系要建立起来
And through this order progressively he experienced the existence of God and our relationship to him
说万事都有定期，天下万事都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time and purpose for everything under heaven.、
啊、我们看第十节。
Verse 10。
三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10。
我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受经验。11节。
11。
神造万物各按其时成为美好又将永生安置在世人的心里然而神从始至终的作为啊，人不能够参透、啊、这里讲到这个定时跟定理
Here we are told about things that are predestined or prearranged、
啊、所以所有的万事万物都有它的一定的原则还有它的时刻
Everything created under heaven operates with its own principle and with its own time、
啊、所以从第二节、啊、一直到第八节、啊、
Therefore from chapters 2 to 8、
啊、相对的谈到、啊、万事的时刻
There is the contrast between the different things that occur、
啊 因为神造万物啊，都有一定的规律。
God created everything with a certain order.
万事都有它的时候。
Everything has its time.
啊，所以我们一定要按照神的时候啊，神的旨意来行事。
Because of this, we need to do according to God's will in
this time. 啊，你如果不晓得神的时候啊，我们就会在当中受苦。
Then if we ignore God's timing, we will suffer.
啊，因为这个时候啊很重要。
The timing is crucial.
所以古时候的人说啊，这个天时地利人和哈，这三样东西都很重要。
In the past, it is said that everything has to confluence into harmony for things to work.
啊，这里是谈到这个神的时候。
And here we'll talk about God's time.
啊，比如说啊，一季里面有春夏秋冬。
For example, there are four seasons in a year.
有的人说啊，哦，加州的天气很好啊。
Some people say in California the weather is great.
啊，数据不是很分明，每从年头到年尾都是这样很。很好的天气
and the season seems to be mingled together into a very pleasant weather. So many people like to live here.
啊，你如果到别的地方，像到东部啊
，If you go to, for example, the East Coast,
啊，四季就很分明。
The four seasons are very marked.
春夏秋冬。
You have a winter, spring, summer, and fall.
啊，每一个季节啊，你要按照这个季节来作息。
And for each season, you need to act accordingly.
啊，当然，你夏天的时候，你就要不要穿大衣啊
？Of course, no one would think about putting a thick coat during the summer.
那你冬天的时候那么冷啊，你不要穿着汗衫呢、啊、
？In winter, you can just wear a shirt.
你要按照这个时候季节来行事啊。
You have to do according to the time.
因为凡事都有神的定时。
Because to everything there is a time.
啊，你如果不晓得神的时候啊。
If you ignore God's timing,
啊，我们就会觉得很辛苦。
Then you will suffer much.
啊、神就这样让人在其中啊受经验。
And from this, people are put to occupation.
我们看第二节
，verse two，
三章二节
，chapter three, verse two。
生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。这里讲到四点哦。
Here we are talking about four different events.
啊，其实这里面有说，刚刚光一点呢、啊，我们就可以讲很多。
And with just one, we can speak much.
啊，谈到这个生呢
，We are talking about birth.
这个生不是我们自己可以决定的。
Birth is not something we can control ourselves.
所以保罗说啊，神从一本造出万族的人。
Therefore, Paul says that from one seed the nations were created.
预先定出人的年限跟所住的疆界。
And he established the boundaries in time and space for people to dwell.
所以我们什么时候要出生？要生在哪里不是你自己可以决定的
So when we will be born and where is not something we could decide
我们一个人要活几岁啊、
our time and lifespan
啊，什么时候要离开世界也不是我们自己决定的
And the time in which we depart the world is not something we can control
这是神的定时
This is the timing of God、
啊、我只能谈我们、啊、被父母所生
Now we say that we were born with our parents
这个我们没有办法埋怨，没有办法抗议啊。
It's not something we can complain or protest about.
所以有的人说啊，啊，生不逢时啊，觉得说自己出生的时间不对。
Some people feel that they were born at the wrong time.
啊，以前的人呢、啊、比较尊重老人家。
In the past, the elderly were respected more.
啊，像我们现在啊，像我们现在人哦，就不一样喽、哦。现在比较尊重。
Now in our contemporary time, the ones who are respected more are the babies.
啊，所以前几天有一个姐妹说
，A couple of days before, earlier,
以前的人都是父母亲住在哪里啊，就跟着到父母亲的那里去。
In the past, people would live where their parents lived.
啊，现在是儿子在那里啊，就搬到儿子那里去。
Now it turns out the parents move wherever the children live.
啊，好像在喜瑞都有一个姐妹这样讲啊。
In Cerritos, this is what a sister said.
哦，啊，这样我这样时代不一样。
The time has changed.
啊，现在你看小孩子都很宝贝啊，都大家都看重小孩子。
You can see how the children are the treasure of a family.
啊，说你年纪大了，人家以前是什么老人。老年人呐、啊，哦，比较有智慧，大家很尊重。现在是重视那个少年才俊。
In the past, it used to be that the consensus was the elderly should be respected for their wisdom and experience. But now, the more capable youth are the ones who have it all.
以前的婆婆很有权势、权威。
Before, mother-in-laws have much power in the house.
那个媳妇啊，那个小媳妇啊。
So the daughter-in-law.
啊，现在啊不一样，反过来。
very put in a weak position, but now it's sort of inverted.
公婆啊,
it seems that the parents-in-law have to respect the daughter-in-law. So some people say that they were born at the wrong time. But no matter what, there is no point in complaining.
我们的环境啊，我们乐观的生活。
Let us look on the brighter side and live more optimistically.
不要住抱住气，也不要住怨住哀。
Not feel hopeless and blame ourselves for nothing.
那再来谈到这个生小孩啊。
Then let's talk about giving birth.
哎呦，凡事也有时候。
To everything there is a time.
有的结婚以后啊，很久没有生。
Some people get married but they don't have children for a very long time.
中国人讲说啊，无后为大。
The 无后为大
没有祖孙啊，他们认为说这个没有传宗接代哈，它就是一个很大的事情。
And some people say that if you are childless, then that is something very serious.
所以很多那个华人啊，因为太太不生育，又另外去娶姨太太。
So many Chinese men, because their wife cannot conceive, marry another woman.
其实这是不对的啦。
But this is wrong.
我们看到说利百加结婚二十年。
We know that Rebecca was married 20 years.
但她没有生小孩。
And during that time, she was childless.
那这个以撒就为她祷告。
Isaac then prayed for her.
后来神就是给她双胞胎。
And in the end, they had twins.
拿姐结婚了以后啊。
When Rachel was married,
很久也没有孩子。
Also for a long time, she was without children.
所以她就跟雅各抱怨。
So she complained to Jacob.
你不让我生啊，我要去死哦。
Saying that because you do not give me children, I want to die.
雅各说啊。 不是我不让你生，是神不让你生啊。
Jacob said, this is not up to me, it's up to God.
所以生育是在神。
Therefore, birth comes from God.
亚伯拉罕呢, 神跟他讲说, 你将来有一个孩子, 你的太太要为你生孩子。
Abraham was told by God, your wife shall conceive.
你的祖孙要很多, 好像天上的星, 地面上的沙。
And your children will be as numerous as the sand, by the sea and the stars in the sky.
这个亚伯拉罕一直等了十年啊, 没有嘞。
Abraham waited for 10 years, still nothing.
太太撒拉就跟他讲, 我年纪这么大了, 我没有办法替你生孩子。
So his wife Sarah said, you know, I'm advanced in age, I cannot give you a
child. 你不如跟那个夏甲这个使女啊, 跟她怀孕。
Take therefore Hagar, my maidservant, and conceive from her.
结果等不及啊, 就借着夏甲生了以实玛利。
Because they were not patient, they gave birth to Ishmael.
我们知道说啊, 生了以实玛利以后, 整个家庭啊, 都混乱了。
We know that much chaos, what brought into the family because of Ishmael's birth.
因为那是人力血气啊, 不是按神的旨意生的。
Because his birth was according to human flesh and human will.
不该生而生啊。
It was a birth that shouldn't have happened.
所以让他的祖孙啊, 世世代代一直到现在,
And because of this very incident, for generations and generations to present day, there is unresolved business. When Abraham was 100 years old,
他的妻子啊, 以撒, 90岁,
at 90, when his wife was 90, he bore a son.
以撒的出生啊, 生得很好很合神的时候,
Isaac's birth was perfectly according to God's time.
所以撒拉说啊, 神让我喜笑了。
So Sarah said, God has made me smile.
生得很好何时候?
He has made me laugh because this timing is perfect.
因为这个是应许所生的儿女。
This son is according to the promise of God.
所以, 按照时候生的, 那就最好的。
Therefore, the birth that is according to God's timing is the best.
我们知道说, 亚伯拉罕有几个孩子。
How many sons did Abraham have?
亚伯拉罕有几个孩子?
How many?
啊? 几个? 两个?
Two,
八个,
eight.
八个, 哈。 撒拉死掉了以后啊, 亚伯拉罕又娶了一个, 妻子叫做基土拉。
When Sarah passed, Abraham married Keturah.
基土拉又为他生了六个孩子。
From whom he conceived six other children.
有的人说这是多余的啦，多处一己啦。
Some people say that this was completely unnecessary.
你看这六个孩子后来都是变 阿拉伯世界的人。
All these children became part of the, what today would be the Arab world. 跟以色列人敌对的。Who are against and enemies of the chosen people of Israel.
所以这是不该生又生了。
So this is birth that shouldn't have been.
所以和神主义生的最好。
So the birth according to God's will is the best.
我们知道有些啊未婚妈妈哈。
Some mothers who have children.
我们以前在台湾的时候，听说有那种叫着要死儿。
Without marrying, in 钥匙，
耶，啊，那个有两个意义啊。
In Taiwanese, there is a play on a word.
有的小孩子啊，父母亲去上班啊，回家就自己开钥匙进门了。
Which in Chinese are homonyms, meaning that they sound the same. One is
另外一个
son, which is a
key. 因为台湾的那个加工啊，工厂很多。
In Taiwan, there's also much manufacturing labor to be done.
在工厂里面工作。
And many youth work in these factories.
还有工作很忙，很辛苦。
Because work is very tough.
啊，平时啊，很 boring 啊，就是。很无聊。
And normally this work is very monotonous.
啊，又一加入啊，哇，就成群结队去玩。
And so during the holidays, people gather together.
啊，男生就开摩托车。
And go out.
所以他们要出去的成群结队哈。
The men drive their motorcycles and they go in a caravan.
啊，谁要带谁啊，就把钥匙丢在那里。
And they just throw the key together to decide who goes with whom.
啊，那个女生就去捡啊，捡到了以后你就跟随。
So the woman go and grab the keys and everyone follows.
就带着啊，哇，到处跑啊，
so、
到处玩啊。
They go about visiting different places.
啊，后来就产生了很多啊未婚妈妈。
And because of this, there are many mothers that with no husband,
叫做钥匙儿
who have this children called children of the key.
啊，所以这个不该生啊，不适合生的而生啊。
And therefore, these children shouldn't have been in the first place.
造成很多社会上的问题。
And they bring about many social problems.
我们知道说那个巴西啊，每年有一个嘉年华会。
In Brazil, there is an annual carnival.
啊，每一次。放纵以后啊，就生很多小孩子。
And after that, there are many children who are born.
哎，那些孩子有的都变成孤儿啦，都在那个贫民窟里面。
And、many of them go to live in the shanty towns as orphans.
啊，有的会闹事啊，所以警察都会把他们杀掉。
And because they cause too much trouble, sometimes they are killed by the police.
啊，我们再来谈下一个。
Let us continue.
死有死哈。
There is a time for everything.
谈到这个死是众人的结局呢
，including death, which is the outcome for everyone.
啊，当然这个是因为人犯罪的一个代价。
Of course, it is the result and the outcome of having sinned.
啊，不管智慧愚昧的、贫穷富足的一样
，the wise
会很公平的领导每个人。
The fool, the rich, and the poor, death comes to everyone.
一个人啊，他要活几岁，什么时候离开世界，这是神的定命。
And in terms of how long we can live and when we will depart from this world, it's all determined by God.
在箴言里面说啊，如果一个敬畏神的人，有时候神会增加他的寿命。
In Proverbs says that for a righteous man who fears God, his days will be added.
啊，有时候作恶的人，神也会缩短他的生命。
And to those who do evil, God will decrease their years.
啊，但是对一个基督徒来讲啊，这个什么时候离开世界，这个不是最重要的。
But for a Christian, the matter of when they will depart this world is actually
secondary. 因为人的寿命不在乎长短。
Because life is not dictated by the years lived.
就好像那个文章啊，不在乎长短，而在乎它的内容。
Just like a certain written work, it's not how long it is, but rather the content.
如果说一生啊。活得很久，但是都乏善可陈呐、啊，没有什么贡献，那也是没有什么真正的意义。
If a person lives for a long time but without any true contribution or anything worthy of mentioning, then that life is not that meaningful.
我们看到有的人虽然很年轻就离开世界。
On the other hand, some people pass away at a young age.
但是他的一生当中又活得很充实，很有意义，就有他的价值。
But since they live their life to the fullest, then their life has a certain value.
所以我们对这个死啊，应该有一个比较超越的看法。
Therefore, our point of view towards death should be more transcendental.
我们在世界就是暂时的。
Because we are in this world temporarily.
离开世界以后才是永远的。
What comes after that is eternity.
所以在世的时候我们就要做好准备。
Therefore, when we live, we need to be prepared.
我们对得救有一个把握。
So that we have a certain guarantee of salvation.
所以不管什么时候我们离开世界。
No matter when we depart from the world.
我们都是很坦然的。
We are at peace.
所以主要神让我们活着，我们就快快乐乐、高高兴兴的活下去。
So as long as God gives us life, let us live joyfully and happily.
不要厌世，不要想要自杀，不可以自杀。
Let us not complain or even seek suicide. That is not
allowed. 我们活着就快快乐乐的活。
Let us live in joy and happiness.
主要是要让我们回去了，我们也高高兴兴的回天家。
When the Lord wants to take us back, then let us accept that joyfully as well.
好像保罗说啊，我在两难之间。
Just like Paul says that he's troubled between two decisions.
到二十分了哦，我以为是三十。我这一句话讲完了，我们就结束哈。
我 about to end。
啊，保罗说啊，我如果活着的话，我可以做圣工救人呐、啊，很有意义。
Paul says that if I remain alive, I can save souls and serve God. That is very
meaningful. 将来赏赐更多。
And I have more reward in heaven.
那如果说、啊、现在主耶稣要让我回去呀、啊，我也可以跟主永远同在，好的无比。
But if Jesus wants to call me back, it is absolutely wondrous to be able to be with him in paradise.
所以活着很好。
So to live is good.
离开世界更好。
To die and go with Jesus is even better.
要看说我们还有没有什么神要我们做的事情。
The question is whether there are still things that God wants us to do in this
life. 所以他说神还要让他来帮助教会啊。所以他说我还会活下去。
But Paul says that he realized that God has missions for him within the church. Therefore,
所以不是光为自己活。
Therefore, we live not for ourselves.
为别人，为众教会来活。
But for others, from the church, and this is what matters.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together to end this morning's class.